Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
What child is this? The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What gives you peace? The deep abiding peace that allows you to be calm in the midst of whatever situation. That soul-quenching feast that satisfies your hunger deep within and the thirst that cannot get quenched any other way except through this Prince of Peace. The fear not passages of the Bible have been the most searched for Bible verses in 2020. So says YouVerse Bible app, in which their searches have increased by 80% in 2020, 600 million globally, and the most sought verse is Isaiah 41:10. Say it with me if you recall it. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in the right hand of my righteousness. I picture Mary. Mary is this young maiden in the small town of Nazareth, being surprised by a message from God on a day that she probably was going down to collect the water needed for the daily cooking. And in her surprise, she was startled, and something calm inside of her, some peace beyond her own creation, gave her a settling place. It's because Mary had been in the presence of God, like the prophet Isaiah had foretold all. In her prayer time, her quiet time, her doing daily chores kind of time, she had allowed that soul capacity to create more and more space inside of her awareness that God was present. And in this, she reveals to us how we may have peace in our troubled world. Have you noticed that these three connections to peace can show you the path to peace in your life? One is to see the promise beyond the problems. Two is to align yourself with the promises and purposes of God. And three, then to will yourself to God's will. This threefold peace pathway is what comes out of the rich scriptures that Stan and Susie read for us this morning. For many of you, these are very familiar verses. But don't let them be too familiar that you're not willing to stretch yourself to look for the newest applications in the circumstances in which we're living for COVID-19. And don't think they don't have anything to do with you if you haven't paid attention to them before, because they can be the very pathway for you to experience a peace that will settle your life being centered on earth and forever in heaven. These are life-giving verses. And in the midst of this, there is a place, whatever fear that confronts you, COVID-19, yes, but beyond that, whatever is threatening in your life, whatever problem it seems to turn you over in your sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you pray the prayer. This is a pathway of peace that God has for you. One is to see God's promise through the problem. Problems have a way of getting our attention and enabling us to see the promise more clearly. Now, most people would reverse that by saying, when we have problems pressing on us, we can't see the promise at all. And yet, in the midst of the sunlight burning away the fog to see the pathway more clearly before us, whether we're walking or driving or living life, so it is that the problem, with eyes of faith, a heart centered in a capacity to trust God, yearning to know more of who I am in light of God, in the midst of this, when a problem arises, we begin to ask the question, okay, God, you got my attention. What do you want to do now? Okay, Lord, you have my attention. How do you want to work in my life now? Oh Lord, you've made it clear to me that my own natural way of problem solving isn't going to solve this set of problems. Therefore, you have a new path for me to see or to develop and research and develop. Let me be that person with you. That the problem is not a shutting down of an awareness of God. The problem is an opening up for the awareness of God. Because one must bear the trouble to bring peace to a troubled world. And Mary had to bear the trouble in order to be a peace giver in our troubled world, to give birth to the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to give to be the nourishing force in the life of Jesus, who then later would say, I give you peace not as the world gives peace, but I give you a peace beyond this world. Therefore, don't let your hearts be troubled in this world, for I have overcome the world. Mary's work as a mother, her lifeline and love as a mother, as being then eventually the wife of Joseph and the mother of other children, she would experience many troubles in her life. And with each trouble, it was the same challenge for her to open herself to trust God all the more to see what it is that God was going to provide so that the family would have either food to eat, shelter over their heads, the capacity to feel and to give love in the midst of troubling circumstances times of the Roman Empire, and how it is that she would know that the way of the Christ, the one born into the world through her, is the one that God would reveal to truly be Emmanuel, the God is with us. And so the angel said to her on the day in that she was getting her water, greetings, Mary, greetings to you. Greetings to you in a way that you may know that the Lord is with you. And Mary's look was startled. Oh, I'm one of those people that if you come around the corner and I didn't know you were there and you say, whoa, I'll jump out of my skin. I'll be startled. And in the midst of, I can picture Mary having that look on her face like, whoa. And the angel, which simply means the Greek word for a messenger, this angel, Gabriel-like Gabriel, who is this brave member of our church who comes Sunday by Sunday, seated in a wheelchair right there from a childhood illness, in the strength that he and his wife Martha have in a troubling time of their life. They again give courage to us as the Maldonado family. It is this Gabriel, this angel messenger in the Luke 1 and Matthew 1 stories that's communicating to her, I understand that you are troubled by the greeting that I have given you, that for you may know that there is peace to come through you, that you may be of peace. And in her startle, she was open. Now see, this is where she saw the promise and didn't shut down the promise because of the problem. She didn't know what all it would mean. But what she did know is that in light of something bigger happening than she could control, that if she gave herself all the more into God's control, then he would grow her capacity to see what he was up to and that she would then be a part of it. When this true historical unfolding of the miracle of God and the birth of Jesus being announced to Mary took place, Nazareth was a small village. But today it is one of the largest communities in Israel, comprised primarily of Arab Israelis. And in the midst of Nazareth today, you have the Arab Israeli community, you have the Jewish Israeli community, and you have the Christian Israeli community, all flowing together as one, but with the tensions of the Middle East in their midst. And so one of our partners in Nazareth today, building upon the promise that was given to Mary back then, is with the Nazareth Evangelical Seminary and College that also is in partnership with the Nazareth Baptist School. Some of us have been there on many occasions. And in the midst of that, and their work, they bring together students from all of these backgrounds and seeking to build a way for them to know each other, to create a model of how to get along with each other, to help not only for Nazareth, but that whole region to be able to experience the kind of peace in a troubled world. And the breakthrough can happen in Nazareth and also in your heart. The breakthrough can happen here in San Antonio in your heart by opening yourself to the message of Gabriel to you. Behold, I've had good news. Jesus has come for you. And it's come for you in a way that you know you connect and that you belong. And what are we to do? Well, once we have seen the promise shining through the problem, and we know that that problem is a way that we can partner with God to bring a solution, then we have to align ourselves to God's purposes. Align ourselves to the purposes of God, to the promises of God, so that the promise can actually work its way through us. For problems to get solved, we have to trust in and work alongside the promise maker, the perfect promise maker and the promise keeper, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, this Jesus of Nazareth, who in the midst of finding our calm in the midst of life's storms, so he is there with us if we will allow ourselves to be aligned. Maybe you do this practice yourself at home. Maybe at the end of a long day, you lay flat on the floor and you have your body to be still and you try to realign all those 208 bones in your body and the muscle connections so that they could once again feel a sense of being together, working as one, aligned with each other. Or we've all known the frustration of driving a car to hit a pothole and the car is out of whack, in which we have to take it back to be realigned so we can drive straight. Our lives, every day, take a beating in our world, but God comes in the midst of the forces of this world to say, I'm with you. I'm with you. Align yourself with me. Let me work my way through you. So do not be afraid to be able to have a peace that hears the converted by the one who is bigger than the fear. That is the Christ Jesus. So what it is that the angels said to Mary, he said, this is what the Lord will do. And what he does for you is that he will conceive the remarkable virgin birth through you. And he will come as the one who will be called Emmanuel. He will be given the name Jesus, that is that God saves. He will come and through you, then you will be this chosen one of God to be a peace giver in our world. And each time when the angel is giving the message to Mary, she is taking in a way of trying to align herself with the message that he is giving, even when it seems so dangerous. The other morning at our Wednesday morning Bible study, early in the morning at Tri Point Campus, I used the story of once I was hiking and trying to get to the summit of a hill, and it took every ounce of energy I had, and I perspired every ounce of moisture I had within me to get there. I noticed that there was this, a bird of prey is how the Bible says it. We call it a buzzard in Texas. A buzzard just kind of flying over me, waiting to see if I will actually make it to the top. Because if I didn't get to the top, that bird was ready to have lunch and dinner and probably breakfast because there's so much of me that could be used. And when I told that story, one of our members, Dr. Arno, then told a story that she had a patient who, on the land that she owned, she was out working in a field, and she had lived in the house by herself, and she fell and she couldn't get up. And she stayed there for 3 days until a worker found her. And she noticed that there were birds of prey flying over her, getting closer and closer and closer. And she, in defiance, would say, I am alive, I'm not going to die. And they fly away until the day that she got up. It's that kind of inner calm in the midst of the stress of the moment, of knowing that these stakes are high. It has never been said from Genesis to Revelation, never in the Bible, never in the voice of God speaking to you or to our world, That to be a follower of Christ is to never have a problem, is to never know a threat. But it is to know our way through the threat and to have the resources for the problems that God gives us. I remember the executive who told me the story that he had learned the hard way. He said it reminded him of that turtle that was on top of a fence post. And the caption for the turtle was, "I didn't get up here all by myself." And the executive saying, "You know, I made some decisions and got myself in a jam that weren't of God's doing. But now that I got there, I'm calming myself in the Lord's presence. And he is showing me the way to get through it." Each of us have been there with our own lives. And in the midst of being there, that's when God again reveals this Christ story. The story of the Christ born, lived, died, resurrected, the fullness of the Christ. And so when the angel said to Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God," in Luke 1:30. Probably you have been, like me, among those 600 million people who have gone to like a YouVerse app or a different Bible app or the concordance in your Bible or by your memory. You have gone to a verse and looked for a verse about peace overcoming fear. "That will keep you in perfect peace whose mind stays on thee," says in the life of Scripture. The Apostle Paul, while in prison, would write to a group of faithful, dynamic Christians in a troubling time, saying, "Let yourself experience a presence of God in the midst of your prayer before you begin your day's work, and you will know a peace that is beyond any human understanding." You notice what Mary asked the question, how? But she asked the question, how, not to keep God at a distance. She asked the question, how, "I want to participate. I need help in knowing how to do this." That kind of how puts a smile on God's face. How to be a part. Your presence in worship today, your presence in person, your presence on Facebook Live and live stream, your presence that together we are in the living power of God, puts a smile on God's face because we're saying in the midst of COVID-19, "Lord, we are finding peace within our soul by having our mind to be upon you." As Jacob called attention for us to listen to the words as before we sing them, and sing them by having known what they mean, they become more alive. In the midst of our being here, that God is calling you to the next place of trusting him. Some as seekers becoming believers. As the beautiful Goodman family that lit our Advent candle, the two of the five who were here have been baptized in our baptistry. To have a beginning place of saying, "Lord, I give my life to you. I trust you. You are the Savior. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace." But having begun then the relationship is to let it continue to grow. You notice in the narrative, in the story of Luke 1, there's the story of an older woman, Elizabeth, a younger woman, Mary. They are relatives. They're bonded together as women to women. They're bonded together generation to generation. You notice in the same story of Luke 1 is told the story of Zechariah, Elizabeth's husband, who was an older man who also was given a revelation. And he was in the worship space of the temple in Jerusalem where she was alongside a well doing daily work. They both got a message. And when Mary went off to the Judean hills, to the home of Elizabeth and Zechariah, it was a generation to generation experience coming together to heal generational wounds. The story of the scriptures speak to how it is that we can create community in the midst of divide. Man and woman, woman to woman, man to man, boy to girl, girl to boy, all together and across all generations. To allow this Christmas experience in 2020 to be that which then we do the third act, and that's to will ourselves. To will ourselves to do God's will and to see what God can do through you. In this message link of Gabriel to Mary. There are 12 will statements saying this is what God will do. And then as each statement of what God will do, there's going to come a time where Mary will need to be to say, here's what I am willing to do. These 12 wills is a way of saying God will do what only God can do. So you then will do what only you can do. You can in this season reach out and touch the lives of others by saying, how may I pray for you? May I tell you about the Christ who gives me peace? To say, let's work out a way of forgiveness. Let's look within our country and how it is that we can heal racial divides. How it is that we can heal the divides within families. How it is that we then can be a willing person to be a peacemaker in our world. There is a peace that begins within. The Hebrew understanding of shalom, peace, is the word of an inner relationship with God that creates a calm, a harmony with God that leads to good health. Shalom has that. You may recall that Texan who went to Jerusalem and wanted to greet everyone and didn't understand why people didn't understand what she was saying when she would call out, shalom, y'all. And yet we are told in the life of the Psalms to pray for peace in Jerusalem. Because the very name Jerusalem, Jeru, people, community, town, city, shalom, peace, to be a city of peace. That it was really created to be able to hope and a promise in our troubled world for a troubled people. Jesus who then would grow up and Jesus who would do the perfect, remarkable ministry and hours before he would be arrested and taken to the cross, he was on a high hill overlooking Jerusalem. And he wept. He said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if only you had listened to the prophets, and only if you had listened to my message of peace, you would know peace right now. But you have made a different decision. We will be held responsible for how we decide in COVID-19 circumstances. Did we allow ourselves to grow during the midst of a global pandemic? Did we allow ourselves to open ourselves into the presence of God by having him do his will more willingly inside of us? Did we say there was less of my will and more of his will? When Mary said, how will this be since I am a virgin? Gabriel responds, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Let God do what God will do, and then you can do what you will do. You know, God creates us with a lifeline. There's an energy force inside of us to want to live. We see that in nature. For instance, when you look at a tree that has been cut down, when it's been aged and is going on to serve another purpose, you can see in the big logs a tree ring like in this photograph. And like in this photograph, you can see in many trees, there is a uniquely shaped tree ring, bigger or different color. And it means in that year of the tree's life, it was under stress, meaning it was under stress, maybe life and death kind of stress. And yet with more rings coming after that discolored ring, it was a sign that the tree continued to live. If we are all fortunate, by God's grace, we will be. To live beyond this COVID-19, it will be a ring in our life story. But it's yet to be determined that we have made sure that it is a ring by which God has been better known by who you are and how you live and how you're trusting in him in such a way that the world will know the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Well, Lord, we love you and need you. And we come to this time of response to let you have your way with us. What was it that Mary then said? Have your way with me. Because The Lord's word does not fail. Let it be with me as you have said. In Christ, amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.